It's dangerous. Sunday, 21st of August. I think that being told, don't go there, it's dangerous, is not enough for some people. However, it might be the reason that some people survive if they have just obeyed the warnings without reason. We witnessed a near disaster when a father and his two sons decided to walk along a submerged sandbar at the southernmost tip of Pelé Island to reach a small island. They succeeded in getting there, and we saw their arms up, jumping for joy at their achievements. I then relaxed, read, and fell asleep, next to wake and see HOSD standing beside the mother of the boys and looking out to where they should have been. He gave a sign indicating that there may be problems. She was frantically asking if he had a cell phone, which we hadn't. Fortunately, there was a motorboat nearby, and shortly afterwards it brought all three back safe and sound. The father said that one of the sons went the wrong way, along another sandbank, and in an attempt to return to their path got into difficulties. So he went to help his son, and also had problems. The frantic mother, when passing us, thanked HOSD for keeping her calm. When I related this tale to our host on the island, she mentioned that off another area of the island, there was a death by drowning by someone who was a qualified lifesaver and so a strong swimmer. I could not understand why, until our host said it wasn't the current, but a cross current, which doesn't pull you away from the island. Good swimmers could stay afloat. This cross current had the effect of pulling people underwater, and even good swimmers could not recover from this. They found the body of the swimmer the following day. So, this land is beautiful, but perhaps one reason that Canadians are law-abiding is that their lives may depend on it. One family, I hope, will take that with them in years to come.